Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's quick hit an MMA situation, KT, and you've pulled the audio on this. It's very interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest and tell everyone I'm not an MMA fan, but this story was of great intrigue to me. So two guys, Alfie Davis and George Canella, they're fighting at Bellator 223 in London.
Alfie?
Okay, so Alfie Davis is on the ground, okay, and he's like, his back is up and his feet are up like in a bicycle kind of, you know, type situation. His feet are up.
Okay.
Okay.
He's like on his back. He's protecting himself with his feet up.
Yeah, he's protecting himself with his feet up while Canella is on top and is ready to start punching him or kicking him. Well, Canella then kicks Alfie Davis. Again, he's got his butt up because he's got his legs out to protect himself. Canella kicks Davis in what is being described as the butthole. Now, here's the audio of this happening. You're going to hear the kick. You're going to hear the audience response or the crowd response to this kick to the butt area.
The fight based upon watch where the kick goes to the butt here. Not really.
Okay, so.
To the butt here.
Now, the rules say you can't do that.
There's specific rules about no rectal kicking.
Yes. All right. So Davis, afterwards, he said that the kick went right in the gooch. Oh. He said it was like the bum right at the bottom of the, and this is all quoting, it was like the bum right at the bottom of the balls. If you're standing up with someone on the floor, you do not go straight line like that. You're never taught that because it's a foul. It slid up. So when I stood up, it was right in the gooch. It's normally pleasurable for a man, isn't it?
What?
The gooch. We all enjoy the gooch.
That part of the quote?
But not when you're getting kicked straight in it. It's a great sports quote. It's a great sports quote. So he ended up protesting there, and he's telling the ref, hey, look, you got me. You're right in the taint.
I just
helped me here.
Is that what the gooch is?
Yeah.
That's okay. The name of that couch
to
over
the
there.
Butt here.
Wait, play that whole clip again and just think about what's going on in this guy's brain as he's figuring out what he's going to say here.
The fight based upon watch where the kick goes to the butt here.
There's like nothing to say. Like, man, why is that guy doing that? He's distracted by what he's watching. His job is to give analysis of what he's watching, and he really doesn't even know what to say. And isn't it stupid that that sport, which is as over the top and aggressive as possible, with minimal rules, has a rule about specific butt touching with your foot? Like, is they're getting together and they're figuring out what is and isn't legal? Okay, now when you go elbow to the nose, that just make sure the toe doesn't touch the butt.
Now, you're allowed to kick each other in the butt, but only at the side of the butt.
Side butt?
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's like side boob?
So, like, the other guy who did it said he's not, he goes, I didn't kick him where he's saying I kicked him. He only did that to generate a reaction and get a point deducted.
Hold on.
And it worked.
You can't, you're in a tiny space with cameras everywhere. You can't just say, well, they were wrong about where I kicked him. There's 8 views of it.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear that it was,
I would also say
it
that
was under.
I would also say that it's not a kick. It looked like a foot touch.
Yeah, he wasn't very violent.
It was almost like he was trying to see if the water was cold.
It's like a sensual experiment.
Really?
Yeah, he just kind of touched it with his foot.
I think this quote is so good.
It's more of a probe.
It's normally pleasurable for a man, isn't it? The gooch. We all enjoy the gooch, but not when you're getting kicked straight in it.
I don't think that's what they had in mind when they named that car the Ford Probe.
Oh, no.
It's not really what they meant. But why do aliens want to do that so bad?
Don't you
get the sense that aliens are dying to come down and probe?
That's what South Park says.
Yeah, they've been big proponents of that.
But I know people who are looking for attention say that happens to them.
But right now, it's time for this.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Bend.
By the way, guys, before I get into a tragic story involving my dog, Danny Ainge yesterday said, man, life's just so much better when you come to work with good people. Is he taking a shot at Kyrie?
I think it's probably safe to say that. Or Al Horford, huh? No, it's Kyrie.
Yeah, it's Kyrie. Okay, guys, I just posted some pictures on my Instagram account. I just opened an Instagram account today. It's at Big Ben Rogers. Big Ben Rogers on Instagram. I tweeted these earlier, at Ben Rogers on Twitter. And, man, I blew a gasket this morning. I almost just went nuclear explosion. My dogs have been a nonstop pain in my buttocks for a long time. Just catching everybody up to date. I have two dogs. They're both golden doodles. And they are, one of them's huge, the size of a small pony. The other one's just the size of a small fat dog. And they are not trained. They're the furthest thing from being trained. If somebody walks by our backyard, they run up and down the fence line barking at them relentlessly the whole way.
Yeah.
And it's loud and it is ferocious and it ruins everyone's good time.
It sucks. Barking dogs suck.
And they destroy all landscaping in their way when they do that. If people come to the house, we got to take the small pony dog and put him up. He's got a submissive peeing problem. He'll pee on everyone. And he's just excited and he runs around, he bounces around and he's huge. He'll tackle you, knock you over and pee on you. And so we have to hide him. The other one, the short, fat, regular-sized dog, we can't put him back there because he will bark and claw at the door relentlessly when he's separated from my wife. So he can't be separated from her, and he'll just claw, 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 bark, bark, bark. And it's just, so she has to keep that dog by her, but keeps that dog on a leash.
Okay.
These are the most untrained dogs of all time. And so there's another new problem that these dogs are presenting. We keep our trash bags in the kitchen, and you can see, if you'll look at this picture, two pictures I just posted. It's a cabinet trash can situation. Like, it's the lower cabinets. You pull out this thing and there's two trash cans in there, right? Well, the small fat dog has figured out how to claw his way into that.
Oh, no.
And so he claws his way into the trash with his mouth, pulls the trash can bags out of the cans and drags them into the rug in the living room and then has his way with all the trash.
That sucks, too, because I'm assuming this is some sort of wood finish kind of thing. You're going to start having claw marks and teeth marks.
It's already
all
in there. There's holes and marks. He's destroyed the woodwork around that trash can. We put in a childproof little lock thing on it, like to keep kids out of it. Well, he's figured out how to get in through that.
Oh, he's a pretty smart dog.
He can open doors. Not doorknobs, but the kind of doors that have a flat handle. He'll open doors. It's a total pain in the butt.
You're going to need to put a doorknob on your trash can.
I will say this. Quality snuggler.
Yeah, but that's still,
well, like, it just needs to be said equal. I gotta be fair. That dog is an incredible snuggler.
Does it snuggle better than the other dog?
The other dog's such a sweetheart. It's just too big. It's just, like, if that dog was the other dog's size, it'd be fine. He's just a horse and he knocks everything over. He just didn't realize how big he is, but he's a sweetheart.
So it's a lot like Raising Arizona when he says, Dot says this one's getting too big to cuddle.
Yes, it's too big to cuddle because it would suffocate you while it tried to cuddle with you. So anyways, this morning I get up. My wife had left the house already. I walk out into the kitchen and I catch the dog red-handed tearing the trash bag out of there. He's already got half of it on the floor. There's eggs. You look at the picture. There's eggs everywhere.
Oh, man.
And, yeah. Meat. All various meats. There's just a total disaster. It looks like somebody ransacked our house, took our trash, dumped it upside down in our kitchen, said, hey, go F yourself. So I'm like, if we had rodents that were doing this, well, we'd eliminate the rodents.
You'd kill it.
Just kill them, yeah.
Right? And so I need to know what to do here. My wife doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it. I've had to put up all this extra fencing around. Like, we have a backyard now that we like to hang out. We put a pool in.
I love fencing.
No, it's not a fencing court.
Touché!
Fences. And I had to put in extra fences to protect some of the landscaping back there, because if not, she just let them destroy that landscaping. Also, I want a poop-free zone. I don't want those dogs pooping all around the pool. You want to be able to backstroke without smelling poop. So that said, it's like I'll get home and she's got the dog out there with her. Because she knows that if she doesn't, he'll claw the door and ruin the woodworking on the door trying to get out to her. So I don't know what to do.
You need to spend thousands of dollars on dog training.
Here's the problem. When I've looked into dog training and be like, okay, cool, let's talk to a dog training company. Found one. Okay, great. How does it work? You come give us all your money. Your kids no longer go to college. We take all your money. and then you have to come back every weekend to train your dog. I'm like, well, then why am I giving you the money?
Why don't you get the dog whisperer to do an episode at your house?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just sell them to somebody?
So
yeah, I'd do that.
Here's the problem with that. So my dogs also, if my dogs get out, they just run a full sprint.
Oh, there's your way out.
So that's my way out. That's
leave the door open.
Yeah, dude.
And I thought about that. I told my wife, I was like, I'm thinking about letting the dog out. She goes, don't do it. Please don't do it. I'm like, oh, it's a terrible thing.
And then your kids are all sitting there going, who let the dog out?
I think my dog, my kids would power rank the dogs either even with me or higher than me. So it's like, I think my kids would rather be like, well, why don't you just leave?
Those kids don't understand how economics works.
Yeah, they can pick up the dog poop and clean up the trash that these dogs are causing.
Well,
single life is dope.
Well, so anyways, I don't know what to do. What are my options? Like, I can't get rid of the dogs. They're family members. Mm-hmm. But they are the biggest nuisances we've ever had in our life, and they're making my life incredibly stressful.
You gotta spank the dogs when they do wrong.
Do they get that?
No. Yeah.
They don't.
People get divorces. like over half the population, man. I don't know. I mean, if it's family, you know, sometimes family parts ways to be happier.
Yeah.
Those dogs want to be reckless, and that makes them happier. So let them go be reckless somewhere else.
I just don't understand why. If I could go back in time to the moment we thought about getting each dog and just say no, my life would be so much better.
Does your wife, like, really like the dogs?
Yeah. She really likes them. The kids really... Okay, the one giant dog sleeps with my daughter every night. Okay. And that's awesome. It's almost like a personal guard dog, that little sweetheart. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. This other little short, fat dog just follows her around everywhere. It's like her personal dog.
So the little short, fat dog's the one that's getting in the trash?
Yeah.
What does the big dog think about the craftiness of the little short, fat dog?
The little giant... the big, giant horse dog, he's like... Oh, no. He did it again. I'm going to hide over here, please. It's not my fault. I'm so guilty, though. I'm a dog. I know this is on me, too. We're so sorry that dumb dog did that. It's kind of dumb country dog, but it's real sweet. It's kind of country dog. And it's like it's not guilty in any way. The only thing that dog does wrong is it's just huge, which I can relate to, and it pees on everyone, which I can't relate to.
That's a problem.
You used to have that issue.
So what do I do?
You got to play bad cop.
He's famous for peeing on
you. You're going to feel bad?
I can't get rid of the dogs. Is the only option to spend $1 million training? Is there any other option?
Yeah.
You've got to get mean with the dogs.
No.
Not hurt them, but you're going to, and your kids are not going to like it, but you've got to tell the dog no. You got to be stern with the dog.
Dude, I bring the voice of Thor with me when I talk to those dogs or whatever. I'm Thanos with those dogs. But I'm not there as often.
You're going to have to humiliate the dogs. You have to embarrass them.
Just stay miserable.
Those dogs are eating trash.
Barkley, no.
No, buddy.
No.
Yeah.
That will teach them.
What would you do, Skin?
I'd get rid of them.
You would not.
Yep.
Your kids would not let you do that.
My kids, dude, so we have three dogs right now. And we kept getting more dogs because the kids need a dog. I mean, so now my wife has these three dogs that are just... orbiting her at all times. Yeah. I tell you, we got this new dog because Maya wanted a dog. And the first night we had it, I got home, walked in the door. My wife was gone. So the dog was locked up barking. My daughter was upstairs. I was like, what? I thought we got this dog for you. Why are you locked up and the dog's locked up in separate rooms? How is this your dog?
Right.
You guys sequestered yourselves from one another. This isn't your dog. We just added another dog for my wife to my dog. My wife's laying on the couch with dogs on her all the time. And I know it's going to be the same. Oh, we need another dog. All right, here's another dog. Now there's four dogs on my wife.
So what do you, but you're telling me I'd get rid of the dogs and you're overdogged yourself.
Well, my dogs don't open trash. I mean, I don't know what dogs you got, but at least my dog, no. And you know what? That little crap dog, it's chewing on wood shutters on the front. So we got a rubber meets the road moment.
That dog's got a beef with you because you removed its dong.
Now it happens, but we're also crazy late.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.